This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Dale, middle initial is L, like Larry, Wyeth, W-Y-E-T-H. Date of birth 11-19 of 1945. Dear sirs at Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wyeth, who was seen in consultation on March 24th this year for elevated creatinine levels, most likely secondary to a left kidney that's been non-functional and his history of kidney stones, also diabetic nephropathy and longstanding hypertension. He's feeling well today. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and no history of kidney stone recurrence. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Norvasc 5 milligram daily and the Embofloxacin with metformin 25/1000, one tablet daily. And all other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 175 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 66 and regular. Blood pressure, 132 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 9th, 2026. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, no casts. Creatinine is 1.21. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.6, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 24, hemoglobin 16.4, white count was 11.5, and normal platelet levels. Magnesium level was 2.0. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 35.3. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels. 2, a non-functioning left kidney. 3, history of kidney stones without current reoccurrence. And 4, hypertension currently at goal. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.